ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Here's your host, Dana Rodriguez, with a special musical edition of Minds Over Matter.
Thank you, David, and a happy day before New Year's Eve, everybody. I'm pre-taping this show because I will be gone for a couple weeks, but I wanted to give you a little bit of music to ring in the new year. So we're going to start with You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To by Cole Porter. This is from a 1943 film called Something for the Boys, starring Don Ameche and Janet Blair. This will be sung by Anne Shelton. This is a British recording. The song was nominated for an Academy Award but did not win, so we're going to play that. Then we're going to do Every Time We Say Goodbye, another Cole Porter song with Maxine Sullivan. This is from the 1944 Broadway show The Seven Lively Arts that starred Burt Lahr and Beatrice Lilly. She will be backed by Teddy Wilson and his orchestra. So again, first we have You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To with Anne Shelton, and then Every Time We Say Goodbye with Maxine Sullivan.
I bend my knee as a worshiper at your shrine. You're not worth a ransom, like asparagus out of season. No, my darling, this is the reason why you've got to be mine. You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to.
They allow you to go. chilling of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time we say goodbye.
That was first Ann Shelton singing You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To by Cole Porter. Secondly, we had Maxine Sullivan doing Every Time We Say Goodbye from the Broadway show Seven Lively Arts. That was Teddy Wilson and his orchestra backing her up. Next, we have Fred Astaire singing from a 1937 recording with backed by Ray Noble and his orchestra, singing Nice Work If You Can Get It. And that is from the film Our Damsel in Distress. The music is by George and Ira Gershwin, and he does do some dancing on this, just to let you know.
The man who only cares for making money lives a life that isn't necessarily sunny. Likewise, the man who works for fame, there's no guarantee the time won't erase his name. The fact is, the only work that really brings enjoyment is the kind that is for girl and boy, man. Fall in love, you won't regret it. That's the best work of all if you can get it. Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, oh, won't you tell me how?
was Fred Astaire singing the 1937 song Nice Work If You Can Get It from the film Damsel in Distress. He was backed up by Ray Noble and his orchestra, I should say, singing and dancing. Next, we have Paul Robeson. It's hard to find a Paul Robeson recording that somehow is not racially derogatory, but occasionally he made one, and it's no fault of his, of course. It's just a question of the material he was given to sing. This is a nice recording, though. This was made in England in 1934, and the song is called I Ain't Lazy, I'm Just Dreamin'. It's by Dave Franklin, and he sings it in a very gentle, kindly manner. So listen to this, and I think you'll enjoy it. I Ain't Lazy, I'm Just Dreamin'.
When summer's in the air and something happens to me, I just throw away all care, a drowsy spell goes through me. All I do is mope all day, while my thoughts just go astray. Mother Nature are the best of friends. Folks think that I'm lazy, but I'm dreaming. Dreaming. Just dreaming. Always tell the daisy everything I planned. When they nod their heads, I know they'll understand. Honest, I ain't lazy, I'm just dreaming. I'm kind of pally with everything that grows, the little posies and every rambling rose. From early morning till day comes to a close, I'm living in a world of my own. Dreaming, just dreaming. Always looking for my rainbow in the when you're dreaming how the time does fly. Honest, I'm lazy, I'm just dreaming.
That was the great Paul Robeson from a 1934 recording called I Ain't Lazy, I'm Just Dreamin'. Next, we have I'll See You in My Dreams. This is, of course, a famous standard. This will be sung by Alice Faye. It's from the film, 1939 film, excuse me, Rose of Washington Square. This is a recording taken from the film. So again, I'll See You in My Dreams, sung by Alice Faye from the 1939 film, Rose of Washington Square. The song is by Isham Jones and Gus Kahn. It was written originally in 1924.
I'll see you in my dreams, hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms, still I feel the thrill of your charms, lips that once were mine. Tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams. I'll see you in my dreams. I'll hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms, lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams, I'll see you in my dreams.
That was Alice Faye from the soundtrack of the 1939 film Rose of Washington Square, singing I'll See You in My Dreams by Isham Jones and Gus Kahn. Next, we have two by the very swinging Will Bradley and Ray McKinley Orchestra. These are both from 1940. The first is the first was a surprise hit with the quirkiest title imaginable. The second is more of a traditional hep swing number. So first we have Celery Stalks at Midnight. Again, that is from 1940. That is by Will Bradley as well. Next, we have Flyin' Home, which is actually a Benny Goodman number, but played here by the Will Bradley and Ray McKinley Orchestra, performed most notably by Lionel Hampton, but I like this recording by Will Bradley and Ray McKinley. So again, we have Celery Stalks at Midnight, 1940, second Flyin' Home, 1940, and both by the Will Bradley and Ray McKinley Orchestra. Thank you. That was Flying Home, played by the Will Bradley and Ray McKinley Orchestra from 1940. Before that, we had Celery Stalks at Midnight, also from 1940, and the Will Bradley and Ray McKinley Orchestra. Here's a recording that I just came across recently, and I like it very much. It's not by a singer that's well-known at all. The woman's name is Mary Jane Walsh. She was a sort of a Broadway actress ingenue for a few years, and then she retired to get married. And but she was the lead in a couple of important shows, a couple of Cole Porter shows, and Rodgers and Hart. She introduced this song in the 1939 Broadway show Too Many Girls. It's a Rodgers and Hart show. And it's become a standard since, but I like her recording very much. It's very minor key, but it's really well done. And the song is I Didn't Know What Time It Was. Again, this is from the 1940 Rodgers and Hart show, Too Many Girls.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. But now I know I was naive. I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was, how sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was, you held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive. To be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was, life was no pride. I wanted love and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
That was Mary Jane Walsh singing the song she introduced in the Rodgers and Hart show on Broadway, Too Many Girls, I Didn't Know What Time It Was. Next we have Ella Fitzgerald singing with the Chick Webb Orchestra from 1937. The song is by Benny Goodman, Edgar Sampson, and Irving Mills, called If Dreams Come True. It has a nice beat to it, and I think it was featured in one of the Woody Allen films and as background music. So If Dreams Come True from 1937, Ella Fitzgerald singing with the Chick Webb Orchestra.
Thank you. true. My dreams of you at night when you are away, my heart is yearning to say, if dreams come true, I'll be with you. We'd love, we two, if dreams come true. Dreams come true, I'll be with you. My dreams so true, we'd love, we two, if dreams come true.
That was Elle Fitzgerald singing with the Chick Webb Orchestra from 1937, and the song is If Dreams Come True. Next, we have two by Benny Goodman and his orchestra, about 11 years apart. The first is the newest, Winter Weather, from 1942 by Ted Shapiro. Ted Shapiro was Sophie Tucker's pianist, if anybody cares. That will be sung by Peggy Lee and Art Lund. And again, this is Winter Weather, 1942, Peggy Lee and Art Lund with Benny Goodman and his orchestra. Next, we have from 1933, Riffin' the Scotch. This is just a great recording, and Goodman had a tremendous band before. The last band he had before he hit it big in 1935 is the King of Swing, but this was just a great band. This was, you know, Benny Goodman and Jack Teagarden and Bunny Berrigan. And this is Billie Holiday's second recording, by the way. So again, Riffin' the Scotch from 1933, Benny Goodman and his orchestra from a Columbia recording. Yeah, the song is by Goodman and Johnny Mercer, and this is, again, Billie Holiday's second recording, but we're going to start with Winter Weather from 1942, Peggy Lee and Art Lund with Benny Goodman.
So the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I'd do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Can get together. There's nothing sweeter or finer. When it's nice and cold, I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
So the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that outdo me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
That was Benny Goodman's band from 1933 with a song called Riff in the Scotch. Billie Holiday's second recording. I think she was about 17 or 18 at the time. And that was Goodman backed up by Jack T. Garden and Bunny Berrigan. We had Winter Weather from 1942, sung by Peggy Lee and Art Lund, again with Benny Goodman and his orchestra. Next we have Two by Kurt Weill. The one requires just a little bit of background. Actually, they both do. The first is I'm a Stranger Here Myself. This will be sung by Mary Martin. It's from the 1944 Broadway show called One Touch of Venus. And the title has a relation to her character. Her character is the goddess Venus, who comes back to life and doesn't quite understand what's going on in this modern world, falls in love with a man who kissed her statue, who worked in a department store. So again, Mary Martin playing the goddess Venus, singing I'm a Stranger Here Myself from the Broadway show One Touch of Venus by Kurt Weill and Ogden Nash. Next we have Walter Houston from 1949, his last recording, not generally known as a singer but as a great actor, but he did sing a little bit. And he will be singing the Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson song called Lost in the Stars from the Broadway show Lost in the Stars. And this was adapted from the Alan Paton book, Cry the Beloved Country. So again, Lost in the Stars from 1949, sung by Walter Houston, by Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson. Before that, I'm a Stranger Here Myself from One Touch of Venus from 1944, sung by Mary Martin.
Tell me, is love still a popular suggestion or merely an obsolete art? Forgive me for asking this simple question. I'm unfamiliar with his heart. I'm a stranger here myself. Why is it wrong to murmur I adore him when it's shamefully obvious I do? Does love embarrass him, or does it bore him? I'm only waiting for my cue. I'm a stranger here myself. I dream of a day, of a gay, warm day, with my face between his hands. Have I missed the path? Have I gone astray? I ask, and no one understands. Love me or leave me, that seems to be the question. I don't know the tactics to use. But if he should offer a personal suggestion, how could I possibly refuse when I'm a stranger here myself? Please tell me, tell a stranger, by curiosity goaded, is there really any danger that love is now outmoded? I'm interested especially in knowing why you waste it. True romance is so fleshly. With what have you replaced it? What is your latest foible? Is gin rummy more exquisite? Is skiing more enjoyable? For heaven's sakes, what is it? I can't believe that love has lost its glamour, that passion is really passé. If gender is just a term in grammar, how can I ever find my way when I'm a stranger here myself? How can he ignore my available condition? Why these Victorian views? You see here before you a woman with a mission. I must discover the key to his ignition. And then if he should make a diplomatic proposition, how could I possibly refuse? How could I possibly refuse when I'm a stranger here myself?
The sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand, and one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, so long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes gets weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting the promise that we heard him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars. Little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars.
That was Walter Houston from a 1949 recording with Victor Young and his orchestra singing Lost in the Stars from the Broadway show Lost in the Stars, the music by Kurt Vile and lyrics by Maxwell Anderson, adapted from the book Cry the Beloved Country. Before that, we had Mary Martin in a tour de force singing I'm a Stranger Here Myself from the 1944 show One Touch of Venus. Music by Kurt Vile and lyrics by Ogden Nash. Now we have what you might call the quintessential Hep Talk record. This is Cab Calloway and his orchestra from 1938 singing The Jumpin' Jive. The song is also by Cab Calloway, by the way. So again, this is The Jumpin' Jive, 1938, Cab Calloway and his orchestra. And here we go.
Tippity-tippity-yacky-sacky, ho-rang-tang-titty-tatty. Gonna tell you about the jumping jive. Jim, Jim, jump the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out this mellow jive. Beat it out on the male side. Shalimar, Swanee Shore. Let me dig that jive once more. Boy.
Right on down.
Oh, boy.
Try to dig the fire, little kid.
Now, can't you hear those hep cats call?
Yeah.
Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
The jim, jim, jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the mellow side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
Jim, jam, jump is a solid jive.
Makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Now don't you be that ickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do.
The jim, jam, jump is a jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
The jim, jam, jumping jive makes you hep, hep on the male side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
The jim, jam, jumble, hip, jumble, hip, jive will make you dig, hick, your jive on the male side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Now don't you be that rinkaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady boo. You make a joint jumper like gators do. The jim jam jumper and the jumping jumper makes you like your egg is on the jim jam jumping jive makes you hep hep on the man aside. Tiddly boodly 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 diddly doodly diddly going 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 da-da. Now I've told you about the jumping jive. Jim jam jump the jumping jive. I know you dug this mellow jive. Boom, you dig it on the mellow side.
That was Cab Calloway from 1938 and his orchestra doing The Jumpin' Jive. Next we have Bing Crosby from the film Holiday Inn singing Let's Start the New Year Right by Irving Berlin. Again, this is from 1942. Let's Start the New Year Right, Bing Crosby from Holiday Inn.
Let's start 1 minute to midnight, 1 minute to go, 1 minute to say goodbye before we say hello. Let's start the new year right. 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin. Kissing the old year out, kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right? Watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new?
That was Bing Crosby from the 1942 film Holiday Inn singing Let's Start the New Year Right. The song is by Irving Berlin. And finally here we have Fred Astaire again singing Dream Dancing. This is a lesser-known Cole Porter song, but it's a very charming one. It's from the 1941 Columbia film You'll Never Get Rich. He starred in with Rita Hayworth. And again, I believe this was nominated for an Academy Award as well. It didn't win. I don't think Cole Porter ever won an Academy Award. Again, this is Dream Dancing, Fred Astaire, from the film You'll Never Get Rich that he did with Rita Hayworth from 1941.
When day is gone and night comes on, until the dawn, what do? I clasp your hand and wander through slumberland, dream dancing with you. We dance between a sky serene and fields of green sparkling with dew. It's joy sublime whenever I spend my time dream dancing with you. Dream dancing, oh what a lucky windfall, touching you, clutching you all the night through. So say you love me, dear, and let me make my career dream dancing, to paradise prancing, dream dancing with you. Thank you. what a lucky windfall, touching you, clutching you all the night through. So say you love me, dear, and let me make my career dream dancing, to paradise prancing, dream dancing with you.
That was Fred Astaire from the film You'll Never Get Rich from 1941 with a Cole Porter song called Dream Dancing. And I think that's about it. We're going to end up with Nancy Wilson tonight. She passed away this week, and it'd be nice to do a little tribute to her to end the show. I want to say thanks to David LaTulipe and Kevin Vance, and I also want to say thank you to all of you out there who enjoy this sort of music. I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve, and I also hope you're very safe about it. Have a great holiday season in general, and listen for us on Minds Over Matter in another week. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Cathedral bells were tolling, and our hearts sang on. Was it the spell of Paris or the April dawn? Who knows if we shall meet again? But when the morning chimes ring sweet again, I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. The park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, I will always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun. I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be